Morning, Steph.
Morning. It's been a big 2 weeks of music, lots to catch up on, but let's start with American experimental rockers Battles, who return with their fourth album, Juice B. Crips. The now duo, made up of drummer John Stainer and guitarist keyboardist Ian Williams, have been together for 17 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, and on their latest brings a whole swag of guests, including Tunyards, Shabazz Palaces, and John Anderson, frontman of prog rockers Yes. There are a few things that I associate with Battles music. ASMR and an assault of senses.
Nice. Okay, that's an interesting mix.
Well, these songs are, you know, really rich and multi-layered. There's complex soundscapes. They're jam-packed with tight arrangements and playful production and just a whole lot of fun. So, yeah, really great to hear Battles return. And on this track, it's titled IZM featuring Shabazz Palaces. Take squeeze, dodge these. The only way orders maintain through honor. Rule breakers still under rules operate. Issue built for the weight of these moves undertook. A fall like a cake when the oven start to cook. Was it a fad or a move? Just a look. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Pushed out past the edge of my dreams. That is cool. That is very much a Monday morning type track.
Yeah, Battles there, returning with a new album titled Juice B. Crips, and that track, IZM, features Shabazz Palaces.
What else have we got?
We're gonna move on to Coda Chroma. That's the moniker for Melbourne-based musician Kate Lucas. Second album is titled Inside the Still Life. And on this one, she collaborated with New Zealand producer Damien Charles. Coming from that acoustic-driven indie folk world, there's some heavier electronic elements on this one, inspired largely by lush landscapes, but also drawn together by Kate Lucas's really clear-eyed and intricate vocals here. And this album is also launching Sunday, November 3rd at the Petersham Bowling Club. So if you like the sound of Coda Chroma and their album Inside the Still Life, and this track, Out of Body, head along to that. See a plane overhead in the direction.
Of November, was it?
Yes, at the Petersham Bowling Club. Coda Chroma launching their album Inside the Still Life. This track playing out now is called Out of Body.
One for the diary. What's taking us out?
We're going to finish off with Brightness. That's the project of Newcastle-based musician Alex Knight. His second album from him, it's self-titled, which was born out of a bit of a dark and lonely place as well. He had been living in the UK for about 6 years, playing drums in a couple of bands, but missing his friends dearly. And off the back of his debut album, which came out in 2017, he was about to wash his hands of the music industry. He didn't want to be a part of it anymore. Thank goodness he didn't.
Very much so, wow.
Alex packed up his bags, returned to Australia, and from that low, it opened up some really beautiful beginnings with him and this album started taking shape. It's a fantastic follow-up record, generous in kaleidoscopic psych rock guitar tones and just some super rich storytelling as well. Like this track that we'll end on, it's called Bukhansen, which is a bit of an ode to the magical beauty of Bukhan Mountain in the Korean capital of Seoul. He spent a month there and, I think he's already planning another trip that was really inspired by some of the landscapes there, especially, Bukhan Mountain, and wrote this track called Bukhansen, coming off Brightness's self-titled album, which is out now.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
So